This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Last month, Governor Evers signed a law allowing Wisconsin high schoolers to gain direct admission into UW-Madison if they are in the top 5% of their graduating classes. The legislation also guarantees admission to all other UW schools for the top 10% of high school students. Coming up, we'll talk to a higher education reporter about how the legislation compares to similar laws in other states, and a counselor at a Wisconsin high school will join us for a look at how it could affect the students he works with. First, the president of the Universities of Wisconsin is with us for a look at the change. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about this idea, the top Wisconsin students getting automatic admission? Do you think it'll help keep kids in state for college? Should the state do more to get Wisconsin kids into UW schools? What questions do you have? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Jay Rothman has served as the president of the Universities of Wisconsin since 2022. President Rothman, welcome back to Central Time.
Good afternoon, Rob. It's good to be with you.
I gave a quick summary of this change. Can you spell it out a little more for us? How will this new system work?
Well, the way the new system will work is that any student who has finished in the top 5% of their graduating class will be guaranteed admission under what we're calling the Wisconsin Guarantee. Guaranteed admission into Madison, and any other student who's finished in the top 10% will have guaranteed admission into our other 12 universities within the Universities of Wisconsin. They will have to take some steps. They will have to apply in the normal process to secure that guarantee, but under the Wisconsin Guarantee, they will have automatic access to our universities.
I was looking back at some of the coverage when this was first negotiated as part of some critiques by the state legislature, Republicans in the state legislature, of diversity programs. Some of the language suggested that the University of Wisconsin was forced into making this change. Do you view it as a positive or just something you got to do based on that agreement?
Well, it's part of the agreement that we reached with the legislature that unlocked about $800 million of funding for our universities, which was important. But the legislation changed from its original derivation into what was ultimately adopted by the legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. And we're very comfortable with it. We think this helps keep the best and brightest in Wisconsin. And, you know, with nearly 90% of our in-state graduates from UW system schools remaining in the state 5 years after they graduate, that helps Wisconsin win the war for talent. So we think this is the Wisconsin Guarantee is just another avenue, another portal to encourage students to attend our universities, which ultimately benefit the economy and society of the state of Wisconsin.
How do you think this change might affect the makeup of incoming first-year classes?
Well, I think it's got the potential of students who, for example, might not have thought they could get into Madison or might not have thought of going to one of our other universities to give it a second look. And I think, you know, certainly the admissions folks at Madison have told me that, you know, the vast majority of the people who have finished in the top 5% of their high school classes in Wisconsin have been admitted to Madison under the holistic admissions approach. But this might encourage a student from Hayward or a student from Milwaukee who might not have otherwise thought they were going to be able to get into Madison to now know that under the Wisconsin Guarantee, they will have the opportunity to go to Madison, or if they're in the top 10%, to one of our other 12 great universities in the state.
One philosophy of college admissions is, okay, grades, yeah, they're an important part of the application, but there are other things like life experiences, essays, extracurriculars, and the list goes on and on. Does this system put too much of a focus on just the grades?
I don't think so, because it's one element, one way to get into our schools. The traditional application route is still going to be there for students, and we're doing what we're calling Direct Admit Wisconsin, starting this application cycle as well, where students will actually get letters from our universities based on their high school performance, getting them automatically admitted into our universities. So we'll have the traditional first year or the traditional application process. We'll have Direct Admit Wisconsin, and we'll have the Wisconsin Guarantee, all as means of encouraging students who are who want to go on and pursue higher education at one of our universities to make it easier for them to do that.
I had wanted to ask you about the Direct Admit Wisconsin program, so I just want to make sure I have this right. If I'm a high school student, it's been a while, but I'll pretend. If I'm a high school student, I might get a letter from one of the UW campuses without me applying. I might get that letter saying, congratulations, you're in if you want it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what will happen, and it will allow us then to interact with those students to the extent that they want to pursue that process. We can start talking to them about what they have to go through in terms of financial aid and get them ready for that experience to start college. That is the Direct Admit Wisconsin, and we're excited about that. Again, our goal is to serve the state of Wisconsin, and the more people that we can get in and graduated from our great universities and the universities of Wisconsin, we can help deal with the workforce shortage that Wisconsin is experiencing right now and will continue to experience based on the state's demographics.
Jay Rothman is with us, president of the Universities of Wisconsin, looking at a couple changes in admission policy, including this top 5% guarantee. Top 5% of high school students get into UW-Madison, top 10% into other UW system schools. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Jay, an asterisk here. Some people might be wondering, well, my school doesn't rank students, or my school, I'm a homeschooler. I'm in the top 100% and the bottom 100% of my class. I know there are provisions in the system. What are they?
Yeah, the provisions in the statute that will require high schools to create ranking systems, starting with the class that's currently juniors right now, because the Wisconsin guarantee will apply to the incoming class in the 25-26 school year. So school districts are going to have to do that. For example, the homeschooler, the student that is homeschooled will also have the opportunity to seek to gain admission through the Wisconsin guarantee based on ACT scores, and also national merit finalists will be all automatically subject and ineligible for the Wisconsin guarantee. So the Wisconsin guarantee covers public, private schools. It covers students who are being homeschooled. So that is covering the gamut in terms of ensuring that, again, the best and the brightest in Wisconsin have this opportunity to get admitted to one of our 13 universities.
If somebody's listening across the border in Minnesota thinking, hey, I wanted my kid to get in, use that reciprocity thing, or other out-of-state people might wonder this too, is this new system going to mean fewer spots for out-of-state students?
But it could, because the Wisconsin guarantee only applies to Wisconsin residents. But I think as a practical matter, our focus is to take care of the people of the state of Wisconsin. We are supported by the people. They have built over the many years of investment a great constellation of 13 universities. And we're here to serve the state of Wisconsin. And that's why we are excited about the Wisconsin guarantee.
Let's bring on a caller. Dick is with us in Brooklyn here in Wisconsin. Dick, hi.
Hi, I'm a retired faculty at UW-Madison, and my question is, how many students that would have been in the top 5% would have not been admitted to the university if this program was not in existence?
Dick, it's a really good question. I mean, I have asked that of the admissions staff at Madison, and they have told me that most of the students who are in the top 5%, the vast, vast majority, would have been admitted under the holistic admissions process at Madison in any event. We think, though, that the Wisconsin guarantee will help us get that student who may not have thought they could get into Madison. This will allow them that opportunity and give them assurance that under the Wisconsin guarantee, they could. So our expectation is that we will get students that will apply under the Wisconsin guarantee to Madison that who may not have otherwise applied because they didn't think they had a chance of getting in. That, again, will help keep the best and brightest in our state.
Thanks for that call. President Rothman, I know particularly post-COVID, there have been concerns on some campuses about stagnant or even declining enrollment. Do you see these couple of changes we've been talking about, Direct Admit Wisconsin and then the Wisconsin guarantee, do you see them as part of the solution to that concern?
I really do. This is part of our strategy to try to change what is called the participation rate. That's the number of high school graduates going on to higher education in the state. That has been declining for a number of years now. We have the lowest rate of any state around us. So Minnesota and Iowa and Illinois and Michigan have a higher participation rate. We believe it is essential that we bend that curve, get more of our high school graduates attending our universities. And it's not for the universities. It is for the state of Wisconsin. We are evolving quickly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven, knowledge-based economy. If we don't have those graduates, Wisconsin will suffer economically. And our mission is to serve the state. So as a practical matter, we think bending that participation curve is critical. These are some steps that we have implemented strategically to try to bend that curve upwards so that we are getting the number of students that we should be into our universities so that they in turn can graduate and go out and be employed in the workforce in Wisconsin.
President Rothman, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks very much, Rob. Appreciate your time.
That's Jay Rothman, president of the Universities of Wisconsin, formerly UW System. We talked to him about new legislation guaranteeing admission to UW-Madison for the top 5% of Wisconsin high school students, admission to all other UW campuses for the top 10%. Coming up, we'll talk to a higher education reporter about how this compares to similar laws in other states, and we'll hear from a high school guidance counselor. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or your questions. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about new legislation that guarantees admission to UW-Madison for the top 5% of Wisconsin graduating classes, guarantees admission to all other UW schools for the top 10%. Laura Spitalniak joins us now, staff reporter for Higher Ed Dive. Laura, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
This is new for Wisconsin. It is not new for states around the country. Can you talk a little bit about what other states have done along these lines?
Absolutely. So guaranteed admissions has gotten an increasing amount of attention following the Supreme Court decision last year regarding race-conscious admissions. Wisconsin, as we heard earlier, is looking to increase enrollment through guaranteed admissions, but just as often I've seen states turning to the process for, or as a means of diversifying their student population. One such case is Maryland. Right now, the Maryland General Assembly is weighing a proposed bill that would involve all students in the top 10% of their classes being automatically, or I should say, guaranteed admissions into the state's publicly funded colleges.
A lot of people have focused on Texas. They've been at this for a little while now. What did they do there and how has it played out?
Texas is an interesting example because they have had probably the most high profile and long running guaranteed acceptance policy. They began in the late 90s. We're there in that case as well. A federal appellate court barred race conscious admissions in three states under its jurisdiction, including Texas. It has remained controversial. It has spurred high-profile legal action, including Supreme Court rulings over whether it was inadvertently, or I suppose vertently, offering benefits to some students inappropriately. It remains a prime example for proponents of guaranteed admissions who say it can provide a clear pathway for students. But some research has actually found that the results have been mixed, that it hasn't changed which high schools send students to the state's more selective colleges. And it's still, the details matter. And I think Texas is a really good example of that.
And Texas is comparable to Wisconsin in at least one way. There's one school seen as the, you know, flagship or whatever you want to call it, University of Texas Austin, as UW-Madison is here. What's been, has there been a different impact? Is the cutoff different? How have they treated that?
Yeah, so they, like the new process in Wisconsin, have a higher cutoff for students. You have to be ranked more highly to automatically be guaranteed admission into UT Austin. That school, it remains to be seen if it has actually diversified the population. But like Wisconsin, they said, this is our flagship. This is our, you know, pride and joy. We're going to make it a little more selective for the state's college, prospective college students, excuse me.
And let's spell out the diversification idea. Why would saying we're going to take the top X percent from each high school potentially at least diversify the student body?
In theory, if you're just looking at numbers, if you're just looking at who does the best in each school, you're taking away unconscious bias elements from the application process. It also allows all of the state's high schools to perform at the same level, or compete at the same level, I should say. It means that students who attend very well-resourced high schools aren't going to be inherently better viewed than those who don't. If you're in the top 10% of your high school and your high school only offers one or two AP classes or none at all, you're not automatically being thrown into a pool against students who have incredibly well-resourced high schools and are able to participate in a number of activities that aren't equally accessible.
As you look at what we've got here in Wisconsin, it's a law. It will kick in not till next year. Is there anything that stands out to you as similar or different compared to what other states have tried?
I think it's particularly interesting that this is coming almost in tandem with the University of Wisconsin's direct admissions program. To get deeply semantic, guaranteed admissions programs, you, as it says, are guaranteed admission, but students still have to apply. Direct admissions programs actually involve colleges reaching out to you, that prospective student, without you having to go through the slightly arduous paperwork that's involved with applying for college. So those two things in tandem, I haven't seen an instance of that where both are starting at the same time. I think the combination is really going to lead to more students viewing themselves as prospective college material, where for any number of reasons they haven't thought of themselves through that framework previously. When looking at other states, the more common thing I've seen is that the state systems are the ones dictating what kind of admissions policies they use rather than the state legislature. So that is one way in which Wisconsin is going above and beyond and implementing a broader program. But I think it's going to be a very exciting time to be a student in Wisconsin.
Laura, thanks again for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That's Laura Spitalniak with Higher Ed Dive, reporter there. We're talking about a new law guaranteeing admission for UW schools for top performing high school students in Wisconsin. Now we'll hear from a counselor at a Wisconsin high school. Troy Arneson is a counselor at Vell Phillips Memorial High School in Madison. Troy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob, for having me on. I appreciate the time.
For students that you work with, especially, I guess we're talking about juniors and younger, is there buzz about this and how it might affect their college application experience?
As Laura and Jay both mentioned, we've got a couple initiatives starting here. This latest one, the Madison Promise, it's fairly new. Not a lot of students are talking about it, but there are some students that are reaching out and wondering how it will impact them and their future choices.
And how, will this affect how you advise your students who are thinking about going to college?
Honestly, I'm not sure it's going to have a great impact on the students at Vell Phillips Memorial. This year, our top 5% is a 4.0. And in my 20 plus years here, I really can't think of a student who's been in that top 5% who hasn't gained admission eventually. Sometimes students get deferred, but they typically end up getting admission. Sometimes those who are deferred, sometimes maybe don't have as strong a transcript with rigor, but they tend to eventually get in if they're in the top 5%.
Now, between the guaranteed admission and then, as you mentioned, that direct admission, do you see this, as Laura was mentioning, do you see this potentially affecting some of those students who might be on the fence or not know if they're college material and maybe giving them a nudge to say, yeah, maybe I can go to a UW system school?
I do. I think it's going to help those students who are really maybe not see themselves as college bound or maybe don't see that in their future. And we've spent some time with our juniors and our younger students this year talking about this initiative and still working out the details. But as counselors, we're really trying to help students find that right fit. So even though they might get a letter from a university this summer, we still want them to, you know, to be informed about their choices and make sure it's a fit academically, make sure it's a fit financially. So it's still going to take a lot of discussion on students and families and school staff to make sure that it's the right place for a student to end up.
I want to flip things around a possible negative here, Troy. A student might look at this and say, well, I'm not in the top 5% of my class, so UW-Madison isn't meant for me. I'm not in the top 10%, so maybe college, period, or at least the UW system isn't right for me. How do you reach out to those students who might still have college potential and talk to them about this?
Yeah, I think President Rothman had some good pieces there when he talked about the holistic approach of the universities. Madison, for instance, has always really, you know, they've had rigor as one of their main reasons for getting in. And so we'll still push rigor and we'll still push that holistic piece. Colleges are looking for more than just a GPA, more than just a number. So we really try to have our students, you know, to figure out what that fit is socially, academically. So it's going to be an interesting few years there until we figure out how this all plays out for our students.
One other possible negative, somebody might say, hey, I'm in the top 6%. Forget participating in the musical or the football team or whatever. All my time and energy is going into trying to bump that GPA into the top 5%. Do you worry about that just in our last half a minute or so?
There is the potential of students maybe lessening their rigor just to maintain a 4.0. We're going to have to work with those students and families to, you know, to figure out what might be the best mode of action. But there are some students who have brought that point up of, you know, hey, right now I'm guaranteed. Why risk this by, you know, filling up my senior year with, you know, numerous AP courses?
Troy, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you very much for your time.
That's Troy Arneson, counselor at Val Phillips Memorial High School in Madison. We talked to him about a new law that guarantees admission to UW schools for top high school students in Wisconsin and how it could affect the students he advises. We also heard from Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman and Laura Spitalniak, reporter with Higher Ed Dive. If you have thoughts on this, if this is affecting you or maybe your kid or your students, if you work in a school, love to hear about it. You can email us. ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org. If you have questions you want us to pursue, either our news team or us here on the talk shows, love to hear those suggestions as well. Email ideas@wpr.org.